Exclusive: Stephen Miller exposes the deep state, a collection of permanent bureaucrats enmeshed inside the federal government. By Matthew Boyle on October 6, 2019. Stephen Miller, a senior advisor to President Donald Trump. Join Breitbart News Sunday on SiriusXM 125, the Patriot Channel, this weekend to expose the deep state forces he said are driving the effort by Democrats to proceed with impeachment against the president. The attempt at impeachment is best understood as a legislative coup against a democratically elected president, and the radical leftists in Congress are working arm in arm with the deep state saboteurs and their allies in the media in order to try to effectuate this illegal coup, Miller said. Although rest assured, they will fail, he continued. The deep state is a collection of permanent bureaucrats enmeshed inside the federal government who can't be fired or removed. At least historically, have not been able to be, because of misguided civil service laws. They believe they know better than you, and your listeners, and the voters how the country ought to be run. At this moment in time, the deep state has a knife aimed at the heart of American democracy. And that's what you're seeing playing across your TV screens and newspapers pages and online, with these so-called whistleblowers, who are, of course, in fact, angry, hate-filled, rage-driven bureaucrats determined to take down the President of the United States and illicitly and improperly using the Whistleblower Protection Act in order to effectuate their designs. Miller said what Trump is facing would be the equivalent of a member of Congress having disloyal staff forced on them from their predecessors. People working to undermine that member's wishes on a daily basis. Imagine, as an example, if a U.S. senator or congressman was elected but was saddled with staff from the previous senator or congressman that worked against them night and day to block them from carrying out the legislative agenda they campaigned on, Miller said. Would anybody ever tolerate that? This is the same thing happening in the executive branch now, but played across thousands of people seated throughout the federal government, and I've seen this firsthand. Miller said in his years at President Trump's side. He has seen up close and personal what deep state saboteurs do when they disagree with Trump's policies. When we hold interagency briefings, and you'll invite career folks on, like, for example, working on an issue like, say, refugee policy, and if they don't like the direction you're taking, they will leak and spin and lie about the contents of your meetings, Miller said. They'll take it to the Washington Post and the New York Times and to MSNBC. They'll share private documents, they'll share private emails, they'll share private correspondence, and then they'll spin and fabricate and lie to create their desired narrative to try to steer policy in the direction they want to steer it in. And the most dangerous expression of this, of course, we've seen, has been in the intelligence community, which is amassed with awesome power, awesome capabilities, and they're directing that and wielding that, in some cases, against a duly elected president of the United States of America, which is a form of sabotage that should terrify everyday American citizens. That is now the situation we find ourselves in. Miller continued by noting that the reason these actors continue to attempt to undermine Trump is because Trump has completely upended the failures of both major political parties over the past several decades in Washington. From there, Miller pointed to several specific examples of saboteurs before these current so-called whistleblowers who used their positions in government to attempt to undermine Trump's policies. At the very beginning of the administration was Sally Yates, the acting Attorney General of the United States during the earliest days of the Trump administration, who refused to enact the lawful order of the travel ban at the beginning of the administration. Trump fired her as a result, and then, later, the travel ban was implemented and upheld as lawful by the U.S. Supreme Court. Sally Yates, yeah, Sally Yates, let's hit on that, Miller said. Sally Yates refused to carry out a lawful order of the president. And then she received an email. This was from back in reference to the travel ban case. She received an email from Andrew Weissman, who later found himself on Mueller's team, telling her something to the effect of, "I've never been more proud of you than I am today." That's not an exact quote, but it's the general spirit of it. That gives you some insight into how the deep state operates. Miller noted that there are millions of people who work for the federal government, and the vast majority of them do their job and do it well. But then there are people like Peter Strzok, the now former FBI agent whose text messages with Lisa Page, his lover and an FBI attorney, demonstrated that the two of them were part of a broader effort to misuse the federal government purchase from which they sat to attempt to create an insurance policy against Trump to hurt him. Yes, There are millions of people who are employed by the federal government and are contracted with the federal government. And enormous numbers of them are extremely patriotic people. But we also know that in the Beltway of Washington, D.C., in the Maryland-Virginia area, that federal employees tilt overwhelmingly left. And while a good number of them are able to set aside their personal feelings to carry out their jobs, there is quite a number of them who are not so willing. And those of them who have great power have the potential to do extraordinary damage. And Exhibit A in this case is Peter Strzok, Miller said. Look at the emails and text messages Peter Strzok was sending. And, by the way, those were only the emails and text messages he was sending on his government device. The person at the center of the Clinton investigation and the 2016 investigation, on his government device, was texting hateful thoughts, terrible plots, against the president and the president's supporters, to the point about it being a deep state. Who in America knew who Peter Strzok was before the text messages came out? Miller said. Somebody that labored behind closed doors, probably worked in secret without ever giving a sign to anyone around him, but secretly working against this president, only looping in the people that he felt needed to know, now exposed to the world. But how many more Peter Strzoks are there throughout this government, throughout the intelligence community, that are doing the exact same thing that he's doing, yet unknown and undetected? We can be certain that a few of them now are filing themselves as whistleblowers. Now that there are anonymous so-called whistleblowers from that same deep state who have, without revealing their identity while pushing false allegations against the president, sparked impeachment proceedings against the president, Miller said it is an outrage. It violates every notion of due process at the center of the American system of government and based upon, by the way, a conversation that we can now all read for ourselves, that we can now all see for ourselves, in an unprecedented show of transparency, Miller said. The president was doing nothing more than carrying out his lawful obligation as president to root out and uncover corruption. Duty to faithfully execute the laws of the United States, including the laws against corrupt practices, and now is facing a Pelosi-led legislative coup. It's beyond comprehension. To fight back against this, Miller called on all Americans to stand with President Trump. What people need to do is they need to support our president, Miller said. The battle lines are drawn. Support our president. And, tell your members of Congress that they need to support our president too. That is the single most important thing you can do. Miller also predicted a tsunami-sized backlash against the Democrats for jumping the gun on impeachment and moving forward without the transcript or the complaint, both of which prove the president's innocence of the claims against him. More from Miller's exclusive interview with Breitbart News Sunday is forthcoming.